All started in Los Angeles when Jerry Hall heard a radio broadcast over his shortwave set. The report said that an old sailor had been picked up from a small boat in the Pacific Ocean and had told a fantastic tale about a little white girl living on a mysterious island in the South Seas. How near the truth the old sailor was with his island of weird happenings, we shall soon know. Mrs. Patricia Gregory has come to the South Seas in her private yacht, hoping to find some evidence that there is such an island and her little lost girl living on it. We find Mrs. Gregory, Captain Tex Bradford, and Jerry talking excitedly in the chart room of the yacht.
Now, take it easy, Jerry. There's no such thing as a magic island or a magic anything else that I ever heard of.
Then how do you explain the yacht being stuck for an hour, held right here by a bank of fog? We can't go forward or astern, and every instrument on board is dead.
Jerry's right, Tex. There's more to this than just a storm or a fog or a... Well, there is.
All right, all right. Now, Patricia, you just hold everything while we look this over. I don't want you to get your hopes up too high about this thing.
But this mysterious fog bank is right on the spot where the old sailor said the island was.
That's the whole trouble, Jerry. All we've got to go on is what some old sailor said.
But the radio report said he'd been a junior officer and a navigator.
Sure. He'd know about the position being correct and all that.
If he was in his right mind, yes. Don't forget that he was an old man. Sick and delirious. Nearly dead from exposure and fatigue. When he was picked up out of the open sea, he had no map, not a scrap of paper to verify the position.
But it said he'd left a diary on the Magic Island and that he kept it carefully for every day he was there.
Then why did he leave this diary on the island?
Well, maybe he was a prisoner there and had to leave without taking anything that belonged to him.
Oh, stop romancing, Jerry. You're raising Mrs. Gregory's hopes too high. She's been disappointed so many times in all the years she's been trying to locate this girl.
I know that. But this is near the spot where you were shipwrecked 14 years ago, isn't it, Mrs. Gregory?
It couldn't have been very far from here. I remember our position so clearly.
Well, the old sailor said we'd find something mysterious when we got to this spot. Well, gosh, that fog bank is mysterious enough. So part of the story is true anyway.
And if that much is true, why can't it be possible that Joan, my little girl, is on the island?
We've got to find out right away.
All right, the yacht won't move and the fog won't move. If there was an island behind that fog, we couldn't get to it.
I know one thing we haven't tried.
Oh, then let's try it. Try anything, only do something.
Captain Bradford, you told me that ray generator thing of yours would penetrate fog, didn't you?
Why, of course, Tex. You've been waiting a year for an opportunity to try your fog-penetrating machine. We can look right through the fog with that, can't we?
Well, we could if we could use the machine.
Oh, golly whiskers, that's right. The machine won't work. No generators. Won't the batteries pull it?
They would, but they're dead, too.
But we just can't sit here and do nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat, but there doesn't seem to be anything else we can do until that fog lets go of us.
Now, look, fog can't hold a big boat. That doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, it adds up wrong for me, too, boy. But there it is. The bow of this boat is held tight against a bank of fog. Just as solid as if we were anchored to a concrete wall. The engines won't push us through the fog, and they won't pull us off the fog. Every instrument on board is dead. Even the radio tubes are paralyzed.
Then there's only one answer. Electricity of some kind.
But where would the electricity be coming from?
No good, Jerry. We might be over a magnetic field of some kind that would throw the instruments out of order. I've seen that happen in a lot of places. But enough real electricity to hold a heavy boat powerless? No chance.
Oh, yes, Skipper?
Hurry.
What's up, Skipper?
Loose.
I think we are myself.
Drifting.
We're drifting, Skipper. The yacht's loose?
Yep.
Get the engineer quick. Full speed astern. Hold her there till we get away from that fog or whatever it is.
All right.
Come on, folks. Let's go topside.
Oh, boy. This is sure swell.
It's certainly uncanny enough, Jerry.
Pat, Jerry, come here. We're backing away all right. There stands your fog bank.
Now, we can start your fog light gadget and try it out.
You think we can actually see through the fog with it, Tex?
I know we can. But wait till we're safely away from that gray wall.
Here comes the skipper on the run. I wish he'd get excited enough to say more than one word at a time.
Hush, Jerry. He'll hear you.
Generators.
How's that, Skipper?
Generators.
Are they working all right now?
Aye.
Then the other instruments ought to be all right, too. Let's check our position again.
Checked.
Good old Skipper. Where are we?
Here.
Oh, we know that, but where's here? Here, show us on the chart. The exact position is important, you know. Here, Jerry, help me hold this chart still.
There.
Look, Mrs. Gregory. We're right where the old sailor said we'd find the magic island.
Yeah, everything working now, Skipper?
Is the radio okay?
Aye.
Thanks, Skipper. Hold her steady now. Just keep the motors idling. If we drift away a little, let her drift.
Aye.
Can I try the radio now?
No, Jerry. Let's don't call anybody in yet.
No, Jerry. If we have found something unusual, let's work it out for ourselves.
Oh, heck. I'm sorry. I just thought of starting the radio.
Well, let's try my fog ray first. I've got my doubts about that thing over there. You and Pat stay here and watch that fog to be sure it doesn't disappear on us. Wake us up out of all this nightmare. I'll get my machine.
Gee, Mrs. Gregory, this is wonderful, isn't it?
Just like a fairy story, Jerry. And I'm so happy. I can't explain why. There isn't any real reason for it yet, but my little Joan seems so close now. For 14 years, I've never lost hope that she might be alive and well somewhere. And now, oh, Jerry, if it could only be.
I know how you feel, Mrs. Gregory. Kind of empty one minute and full up the next. Like an elevator running up and down in your windpipe.
I couldn't have put it just that well, but that's exactly the way I feel.
Come over here, kid, and give me a hand with this thing.
Coming up, sir. Boy, that's a heavy contraption.
Captain Bradford has been working on it for years, and he expects it to do anything with fog.
Yes, it does work in fog. You know it does, Pat. Didn't we use it off San Pedro and see right through the fog? When it was so thick, the pelicans were using foghorns?
I don't remember the pelicans, Tex.
Well, I'll show you in a minute. Here, loosen those wing nuts there, kid.
Aye, aye, sir. And don't you mind Mrs. Gregory, Tex. She's only kidding you because she's nervous. And she's just got to do something.
You're a sweet boy, Jerry. You do understand, don't you?
Well, I know how you feel. She's my girl, too, you know.
Will you two quit talking about something that hasn't happened yet and lend a hand here? We're about ready to try it out now. Our fog bank hasn't run away on us, has it?
Looks just like it did when we ran into it over an hour ago.
Run in the cabin, Jerry. Take this line and cut it into the power plug, will you?
You bet I will.
Oh, Tex, maybe there is an island behind that fog. The old sailor could have been right, you know. Hurry and try it.
The tubes are warming up now. It'll be ready in a second.
Is it all ready to go now, sir?
All set, Jerry, and you can be the very first to try it if you want to.
Oh, golly whiskers. Can I?
Hurry, Jerry.
Yes'm. Well, what do I do?
Well, now look. Extend that telescope out as far as you can. That's right. Then get down behind it. Put your shoulder against the stock and sight it just as you would a rifle. Now, when the fog begins to open up for you, run the telescopic sight in and out till you get the focus. And you'll see the ocean on the other side of that fog.
Boy, this is sure exciting. There now. I've got my sights on the fog bank.
How's the visibility?
Can't see a thing but a gray wall.
Well, hold your sights there. I'll run this barometer for you. Hold it steady now. Tell me the minute the fog starts to break for you.
Oh, hurry, Tex, hurry.
How's that, Jerry?
No, not a thing yet.
I've run through the whole visible spectrum. Here, let me take the sights, Jerry. That'll be about it. There, now gently back so and...
Have you got it?
What do you see, Tex?
Well, I guess that's that.
Oh, Tex.
4 years' work. No use. I'm sorry, Pat.
Gee, Captain Bradford. I'm sorry, too.
Well, I've been disappointed before, son.
That was about our only hope, though.
There may be something wrong with your instruments in that gadget. Can you check them?
No use, Jerry. They check themselves. When you hear that high hum the oscillator gives off, everything's working. Every single unit in that layout is connected in series. And it either works or it doesn't.
But I can't understand it, Tex. The ray worked so perfectly off the coast of California. That fog looked just like this one. Why wouldn't it work here?
Hold everything, folks. I've got an idea.
Well, there's plenty of room for it here.
You remember when we all came up forward here? When the bow was stuck right into that fog bank and the motors wouldn't move the boat either way?
Yeah.
Yes, Jerry.
We all crowded right up on the forward end, right against the rail, didn't we?
Go on, son.
What are you getting at, Jerry?
That fog was right against us. It didn't seem to blow around us a bit. But you could hear the rush of a heavy wind.
I noticed that.
Well, I didn't at the time, but I remember it now. Go on, Jerry.
Well, that fog was right against us. You could feel it. We were there for minutes and minutes. But when we got away from there, after we had been standing in the edge of a fog, our clothes were perfectly dry.
Jerry. Well, he's right, Tex. Our clothes were dry, and we did stand right in the fog.
You've hit something there, kid.
Sure. And look, Captain Bradford's fog machine worked all right off the coast of California, you said.
Why, of course. It worked perfectly, yes.
That machine will cut a pass through the heaviest fog I ever saw.
But it wouldn't go through this stuff. So there's only one answer. That fog out there is not fog.
But in the middle of the ocean, it's got to be fog. What you suggest is impossible, Jerry. Why, it's fantastic.
Look at Captain Bradford's face. He was laughing at my magic island a little while ago, but he's not laughing now, is he? I tell you, there's something mysterious here. And that fog is not fog.